Well, hello, heart of the city. Hello, everybody. This is Darren Billings up here in the beautiful but weird weathered Oregon, Portland, Oregon. Hello, how are you? First of all, as I get going on this podcast, I got to be honest. I really do. I've never done one of these things before. So I don't know how I'm going to do or whatever. I'm just going to share my heart. As I get going, as people are coming on, I want to say, first of all, just real quick, in my connection is thank you, Gloria. Wow. I got a chance to get to know Gloria better. I've known of Gloria for years, but have never really known her. I got a chance to speak with her the other night as I invited myself to come on the podcast. Wow, what a human. Seriously, what a gal. Anyway, just appreciate you, Gloria. Thank you for the opportunity. Oh, and hi. Her name was Judy. As I get started, I think I would just start by saying this. I'm going to let you know a little bit about who I am and why I do what I do. My name is Darren, but her name was Judy. And Judy was a very intense individual. She lived on the streets. Check this out. She lived on the streets for 40 years. 40 years. She lived on the streets of Hollywood. And she was bipolar, and she was also severely schizophrenic. A lot of it was drug-induced. She was a drug addict for many years. Judy was really not worth anything. She had nothing in life. She was just a broken individual. Wow. I went to a Bible conference. I was a part of a fellowship that did great conferences, and every summer they did what they call a world conference, and I was, one night, I was receiving the offering for the conference body, and it was a good-sized crowd, saw many friends there, many people I didn't know. When I got off the stage after receiving the offering, something happened. It was kind of a trip. What happened was this man came up to me and he said, Darren, he knew my name because I received the offering. He said, Darren, you've never met me, you've never seen me, and you will not see me again until we're in heaven. And I thought, that's interesting. And what he said was, he said, the devil has sought an assassination attempt against you and your life. Now, guys, I never met this guy before. I don't know who he was. I was kind of taken back. Because when he said it, there was some authority to what he said. And he gave me a strategy. I want to encourage anybody that's watching right now that if you're going through something, God will give you a strategy on how to get through it. He's just really good at that. But anyway, he said the devil has an assassination attempt against you and he's out to destroy you. And the reason why I share that is because that night, Judy was brutally killed in Hollywood, brutally. She was, Judy was torn in half. She was sleeping on a park bench on La Cienega Boulevard and a driver who was very intoxicated at 2 a.m, crashed up on the sidewalk and crashed into the bench where she was and hit her and then tore her in half. I share that awful story. You say, why do you share that? I share it because Judy was my mom. She's my mama. And when I went to her funeral, I was tripping out. I went to her funeral, and I saw the place was filled with homeless people. So you remember, my mama was homeless for 40 years. 40 years, wow. It's filled with homeless people. When I walked in, It was there that the Lord said, this is your heritage. This is your calling. That was hard to understand because I was a pastor of a decent, in that group we were in, I had a church of 400. I planted 7 churches out of that church. It was a good scene. I was a success. And I walk into where all these homeless people are and my mother's funeral. And God speaks to me and says, this is your heritage. And God took me on a journey. And he took me on a journey out of this world. And he's taken me to the streets of Portland. Just real quick before I go into this next part, I just want to encourage you, because every person that's watching this has a story. It's an amazing story. It's a story from God. And I want you to know that your journey is unique and it's special. And all God asks you to do is walk it out. So for me, my problem was I was a success in my eyes. My problem was I had things going. My problem was, gosh, I was traveling the world every 4 months. I was doing all these good things. I was doing all the pastor things. I was preaching around the country, doing my thing. But the there's a story in the Bible about Jeremiah. God said, go down to the potter's house, is what he said. And he looked and he saw the potter on the wheel. See, and he saw the potter, and the potter was molding this pot. And it was looking good, but the master saw a mar, and when he saw a mar, he said no, and he crushed that pot. And I guess what I'm saying is, in my life, for God to bring me to where I'm supposed to be, what he had to do was crush me and remake me and reform me. And he had to show me what was valuable and what was important and what was necessary. I got to tell you guys, as a senior pastor, I can't tell you how much energy and time I wasted on things that were not important. To me, at the time, they were, because I was the lead pastor of this. But I can't tell you. I think back on how much energy and lack of sleep I spent on building staff and trying to do this and trying to develop sermons and all this and counseling and working and yada, yada, yada. The Lord, he was so gracious. What he did is he took me and he crushed me. And he said, no, 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 there's a mar here. Success is Darren's problem. And what God did is really cool. Is he allowed me to experience real struggle in ministry. First time I was in ministry, I was solid. I was it. I had everything going. This time around, the Lord said, no, he's going to struggle. He's going to go through it. And so for 8 years, I was in the ministry and I struggled. And after 8 years in the ministry, I had 20 people. In the eyes of the world, that is not a success, folks. I'm just telling you right now, okay? 8 years, 20 people. As a matter of fact, many pastors will be saying, well, you know, he should be out of the ministry. He's not really called to it. That's such bull. Really, what we need is purpose. Our ministries need purpose, not just people. Just because you're big doesn't mean you're healthy. Think about it as a human, just because you're big. I mean, really, if you want to be healthy, sometimes some of the smaller people I know are the healthiest, and same with churches. Ooh, that was good. So guys, after 8 years, he challenged my heart to make a difference in Portland. And I stopped trying to build my church is what happened. I just got done with it. And God gave me a burden, a heart for the city. I was broke. This is how bad our church got to. After 8 years, 20 people, I was out of money. I was out of savings. This is a true story. And I was so broken, I was turning in my resignation. I was done. And right at that time, God spoke to me and said, finally, now you're ready. And I just want to encourage, maybe there's someone that's watching me that maybe you're at that point where you're done. Perfect. I would say to God, I'm hanging on by a thread. And God would say to Darren, good, let go of the thread. So he challenged me to reach the city, and this is what he gave me to do it with. I had no money. But he gave me the memory of my mother being killed and being in that funeral of hers. When he said to me about the poor, this is your calling. I got a gallon of coffee. That's all I had. And I got 2 dozen pair of socks. And I got out of my church, a senior pastor. Got out of my church. I stopped doing that. I mean, I do church. I have church. But what I'm saying is I stopped trying to play the church game. And I got out, and I just went on the streets. And I started looking for my friends, I call them, not the homeless. And we gave coffee, and I gave some socks. And I started talking to them and getting to know them. And that was about a year and a half ago. Now, we're in 2 counties. Reaching 3 cities in 4 areas. The last weekend's outreach, we had 4 different denominations come together, represented reaching the city, reaching the streets. There's this crazy explosion that's happened. And it's all because of God. He took me at my weakest. Now, I'm going to wind down here because I don't want to take much more time. But he took me at my weakness to fulfill a word. I wish I could say to y'all that are watching right now, by the way, hi, everybody. I wish I could say to y'all that are watching, I wish I could say that your destiny is going to come out of your strength. But it's not true. It's not. Because in your weakness, you're going to find his strength. And now the city of San Jacinto is starting a homeless ministry. We're starting to reach other states that are getting a hold of us to want to reach and do homeless ministries. See, my mom... she wasn't much to the world, but she was everything to me. And this is what I say, I guess, as I wind down. You know, the devil took my mama. That's all right. Because I'm going to take him out. And San Diego... I love your city. I look at it. It's pretty. You got one of the most gorgeous cities in the world. But in it, they're lost and they're hurting. And God's looking for some weak people that he can use to turn this city upside down. Anyhow... I was just doing an introduction. If I'm invited back, I would love to share some other things, but I wanted to let you know who I am. And so that's why I've done this, okay? Anyway, God bless you. Anything else I can think of? No. Hey, Gloria, you're my hero, sis. Thanks so much.